Okay, Mishnah Vav is a little bit tricky. There's a big machlokas among the Rishonim how to understand this Mishnah. We're going to go with the way that the Rambam understands this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Notal Adam Kedei Chala Mi'isa Shalohor Mechalasa La'asosa Patara. A person can take off Kedei Chala from a dough that had not had Chala separated from it to make it in a state of Tara. Lios Mafreshalah V'holich in order to separate from it, v'holich and going, in other words, to continue taking off chala from it, chalas demai, the chala of demai. So there are a couple things you have to know. Demai typically is when you have something that you're not certain if chuma or maestros were taken off from it. So for example, the normal cases of demai that we talk about is, let's say, we know that when you harvest grain, and you bring it to the silo, you thresh it, you winnow it, make a great big pile out of it. Now it's chayiv in chumas and maestros. Once you do meruach, once you level off the pile, it's chayiv in chumas and maestros. So the issue is that what about if you go to the market and there's a very nice Jewish farmer who brings his produce to sell every week, and when you buy the produce from him, you don't really know. He doesn't really seem to have had a Torah education. So do you have to take off chumas and maestros? You don't know if that grain had chumas and maestros taken off from it. So that grain that he has in his possession, that's demai. Typically, demai is when you have grain that was bought from an amma, or it's a person who doesn't know the halachas necessarily, and you don't know if he took off chumas and maestros, so what do you do? Now, normally we do assume that they know about chuma, because if you don't take off chuma, the halacha is that the grain is, if you eat it, you'd be chayv misa b'dei shamayim. So most of them know about that, the other ones maybe not so much. But the idea over here now is, well, let's say you have a dough. The way that the Rambam understands it is that we're not really talking about dough that you bought from an amma aretz. Demai is just representing the idea of a dough that you're not certain if it had a challah taken off from it. So now the question is, well, what do you do with this dough? You have a dough, you're not certain, maybe you don't remember if you took off challah or not. So what do you do? Now the other issue that we seem to be assuming in the Mishnah is that the dough that you made, that you're not certain if you've taken off challah or not, is also tameh. So what do you do? How do you account for this dough? So the Mishnah is giving you an eitzah. The Mishnah is telling you, here's what you should do. What you do is you make a separate dough, a dough that is tahar. You keep it separate. Then what you do is you can separate challah from this dough to account for the other dough that you're not certain about if challah had been taken off and that was tameh. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is saying, Notal Adam Kedei Challah Me'isa. You can take off Kedei Challah, in other words, for the purpose of challah, not the amount of challah, but you take off Kedei Challah Me'isa Shalohorma Chalasa from a dough that had not had challah separated from it, La'asos Patara, to make it in a state of Tahara. In other words, you make a dough, put it aside, this dough is going to be a tahar dough, and you're going to use it to take off challah. Lios mafresh aleha v'holich challas demai, in order to separate on it, and to continue that way, to take off challas demai. In other words, you're going to be taking off challah from this tahar dough to account for the other dough that is demai, that you're not certain if you've taken off a challah or not. Now, how long can you keep using this tahar dough that you put aside to account for all these other doughs in the house that you might have that are that you don't know if you've taken off challah or not? So how long can you do that for? Until this tahar dough goes sour, until it goes bad, until it spoils, that's when you can keep using this dough. But up until a certain point, right, once this dough sours, you can no longer use it to take off challah, to account for the other doughs that you're misupak about, that you're uncertain about whether they have challah taken off or not. Shachalas demai nitalas minatar alatame. For challahs demai can be taken off from tahar dough on behalf accounting for tamei dough, v'shalom and mukaf, and when it's not mukaf. Mukaf is something we've discussed in the past. Mukaf is that whenever you're taking off challah from one for another, or chuma for, when you take off chuma from one pile of grain for another, the two have to be close together. They can't be distant from each other. That's what we talked about. If you have grain in one house and grain in another house, you can't typically take off chuma and the grain in this house to also cover the grain in the other house. So here, though, there was a special leniency that they gave, that when you have this dough that's tame and it's demai, you don't know if challah has been taken off. So what you can do is you can take off challah from the other dough that's tahar to cover the dough that's tame. So here there's an allowance to take off from the tahar dough on behalf to account for the tame dough. And also, even though the two are not close to one another, still you're allowed to do that. Okay, so what do we say in this Mishnah? The Mishnah is giving you an eitzah. So what do you do if you have a dough that's tame and you don't know if you've taken off challah from it or not? So what do? So the Mishnah says what you do is you make a separate dough that's a tahar dough. You keep it separate, and you're going to take off challah from this tahar dough to account for the dough that's tame that you're not certain about whether you've taken off challah or not. Now, till when can you keep doing that? So the answer is you can keep doing that until the tahar dough gets boiled. What's the two major principles that this is based on? So number one, this is because we assume that challah dough can be taken off. You can take off from tahar dough challah. You can take off challah from that tahar dough to account for the tamei dough. And also, in this case, you can take off even though it's shalom and umukaf, even though the two doughs are not close to one another. Okay.